Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to All Our Craziness. I am Ding.
The bell.
We are two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track.
You should be an actor.
Huh?
You should be an actor for real.
Maybe so. Oh, we have two listeners. Hello, two live listeners.
Hello, two live listeners.
Well, not just listeners.
Who are
they? Viewers.
Okay, who are they?
I have no idea. Who are you?
Check it out. Mark.
Mark, first of all, the first Q&A session is... Mark asks, hey, did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Good. All right. So she did wash her hands.
And you know what? At the bathroom, with the women bathroom, I noticed a lot of female, they don't wash their hand.
Ew.
I noticed, like, you know, because like we pass by, but you can hear if they open the sink and washing it. I don't hear it. Just like, you know, kind of pass by and it just went out.
I think it's not just a women thing. I think it's a...
But guy touches more.
Guy touches... What?
Guy really touched that woo-hoo area. You know, like really physically touches, right? Otherwise, it's still stuck in.
Some men can pee without touching them.
How? Like unzip it, then the thing comes out. Roll it like elephant nose.
like a butterfly. You know, like a butterfly, a straw that comes out from the unroll.
That's how you pee?
Not me.
How do you? You have to touch it. You have to unzip it.
Yeah, see, look, Mark said lots of guys don't wash their hands.
Ew!
So what's our obsession is whether or not you wash your hands. Okay, let's talk about that. Our topic today is obsessions. And let's talk about, since we talk about this whole hand washing thing, not all the time, but every now and then, I will get into hand washing obsession.
You do have OCD. You have OCD. Kinda, that's what you said. But you have OCD. That is a major symptom of OCD.
Are you a doctor?
Yes. Sooner you're going to go like, lock the door, open, lock the door, lock the door. You're going to check the door.
Three
like,
times, yeah.
You have OCD.
No. I lock my car. When I lock my car, like, you know, you clicker, right? Mm-hmm. So I lock the car. And no, I just locked it. And I walk up the front door. I have to turn over there and I have to hit it locked. Your car.
I do too. I do too. Like, then I walked out and I did.
Yeah. So just to be safe.
And also like a gas stove at home. Uh-huh. If I don't touch in the morning, like use the microwave.
You guys have gas?
No, I mean like an electric stove, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I don't touch it, then I don't have to worry about it. But sometimes
because
if I make
it... stove is worse.
Yeah, because if you
don't light it with the gas coming out, that's worse for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gas.
Like it will explode. What if, you know?
Scary.
Yeah.
But we have like electronic, you know, the stove. Like regular one.
Right.
So, but if I cook egg or something in the morning and then I have to make sure that I know I always turn it off, but I have to really have to check it.
Let me close this up so you don't get distracted by Q&A.
Yeah.
So keep your question coming. Keep your questions coming.
I had to double check and sometimes I know I close the garage door. But if you don't close all the way,
sometimes it goes
up. Burns up. And one day I knew but I knew one day I closed it, right?
Uh-huh.
And Chris, like my James, was like,
did you leave the garage door?
He said he was mad. And then like, did you come home first today? I'm like, no, I'm on the way. Well, you know, it was open. I said, well, I closed it. And he's like,
you have to watch it. To come all
the
way down before you
go. He said, make sure to watch it.
I've done that a few times also. So sometimes, you know, they actually have electronic ones, mm-hmm. where you can look at your iPhone and you can see if it's down or not. If it's not down, you can press it and it'll come down. That's nice, right?
All about iPhone. Yeah, actually, it's nice.
It's nice to maybe at least have a camera or something in the garage. No, no, no. If you can see it, I wish I don't have to go home and close it.
Yeah.
So if you can see it, it's better if you can control the garage door. I know they do make one, the garage door opener that's connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then you can shut it.
Yeah. Your Christmas tree.
I know you're going to bring it up. I know you're going to bring it up. Please tell people.
And the light and stuff. Ding has... he used iPhone to turn off their Christmas tree light and also lamp by the entrance.
Yeah.
Just that thing, right?
Yeah.
Not whole house, right?
Not yet.
Not yet, but eventually.
No, I mean, we're not going to do like there. Yeah. No, we just like it because especially with the Christmas tree light, we have real Christmas tree. We have like a live real Christmas tree.
So you can't leave the lights on.
Then we don't want to leave the lights on. What if it caught on fire or something?
Right? Oh, that's right.
So I want to know if the light is on or not. So not only do we have a remote control light, we also have a camera that we can see to see if the light is...
So how did you do that? Like... like old lady. So how did you do that?
What do you mean, how did I do that?
Is it apps or something?
Yeah, there's a camera that you can buy that connect to an app and then on the app. Let me see if I can actually show
And how about like, I'm talking about light. How did you add the light? Is it app?
Yeah, it's an app. And
you have to pay extra fee?
The outlet. No, the outlet, it's like a special outlet. You plug it into the wall and then you plug whatever electronics into that little thing, gadget. And then you can control it to turn on or off. Or if you can see if there's power going through, you can see. And now both are on now. So.
Where did you get the outlet?
You buy it on like Amazon.
Oh my god, you guys are so funny.
This is actually, I bought two. I bought, you know, this is for Bruce's Christmas.
Oh,
that's his main Christmas present.
So funny, so smart.
So, obsessions. Let's talk about obsessions. I want to hear your obsessions. Like, okay, never mind. I never really get to finish talking about my hand.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about some obsessions that I don't think I'm that serious yet.
Yeah.
Like, but I really like to. This is how, do you get like a little fear from, like now it's a cold and flu season? And you get all this like bug around, like all the viruses and all that. And don't you want to wash your hands regularly?
No, I don't get scared about that germ kind of thing. But I'm so nervous. Whenever like I said, I do not like touching the raw meat. When I touch chicken, I had to wash my hand like 5-6 times.
Oh, wow.
Like even I washed it, wipe it, and I smell it. And I'm like, I still feel dirty. So I had to go wash again so many times.
Oh, wow.
I might have OCD.
I think so. I find myself, this is how I wash my hands when I, not all the time, like I said, just not all the time. Sometime I, when I feel the need, I'll wash it, right?
So do you do this? Like
this.
That is so OCD.
So this is how you wash symptom. It. So you wash it on the palm of your hand and you like rub it, and then you rub the back of your hand.
Yeah, that is OCD.
And then you do this.
That is so OCD.
And then you do all 10 fingers like that. And then you wash it back, and then don't forget your wrists. You gotta go up to your wrists. And you turn around. And then you do this. And then you wash, you rinse it.
Uh-huh.
You rinse everywhere, make sure to do that. Then you wash it again. No, the most important thing is here. Like here, like a lot of people missed that. And then the front too. You can either do this or you can do it individually. You get the middle here. And then you wash it. But the only problem is in the wintertime, your hands get so dry.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to moisturize. You have to put lotion on it. Oh, did you know? I found out this thing. Here's my new obsession is, do you moisturize your body? Like, do you put lotion on your body?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me where you put your lotion on?
Leg, stomach, arm.
Oh, so you do then.
Yeah.
I never thought of why. I usually moisturize my neck and my face, my hands.
I have eczema, I have to.
Oh, because you get itchy, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I got itchy too. Sometimes I scratch so much I bled.
No, that's you need a moisturizer.
I know. So I started doing that. So what I do is right out of the shower, I would get like a big thing of
cream.
And I'll put it on my legs, like front and back and my knee, butt, behind my knee. Yeah. Yes! Yeah. I never moisturize my butt.
You should.
Until recently, I started moisturizing my butt and it becomes so smooth. Like butt usually is already smooth. Now it's even smoother. Okay, so you know when your butt is like that, right? Where you sit down here, like near to, like kind of near where you sit, right? I don't really know where it is. Like it's, there's that one part that has like, always I have this crease of like scratchy and you can pick the skin would come off.
I never had it.
Because you moisturize your butt. So I never moisturize my butt. I didn't know, and I started moisturizing my butt, and I always, like, you know, I would pick and see, because there's always, like, dry skin underneath, because when you sit on it, I have bony butts, I don't have a lot of meat on my butt, so when I sit on it, I get really, like, rough, kind of like when your elbow, you know, you get rough skin, I got rough skin on my butt, I never thought that, I don't know why I never thought of putting lotion on it. I started putting it for the last couple of months. It is not smooth. There's no rough spot. Yeah. Everywhere is smooth. I love touching my butt.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I really like it. So that's my new obsession, is to moisturize my whole body.
Too funny.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we've got some questions. Baksa said, what?
What?
Yes. And then I'm always... Okay. Oh, Mark said, I'm always putting my wallet to make sure I haven't lost it. I'm always like padding. Oh, padding.
I got it. Yeah. Me too. I look at the bag and I kind of like, oh, everything in there. I check too.
When I travel, I do that. When I travel, like I always make sure that I have my passport. Oh. Like I'm flying internationally.
Oh, I never look.
I always go and look and make sure that I have my, that I have a special case for my passport. And then I look inside of it to see if my passport is there.
Do you take out or just put hand in it?
Oh, I have to see it.
You have to see it. You have OCD.
Well, because...
true.
No, because what if people like take it and put a fake one in there?
Yeah, so that's OCD. I have
to
OCD. Open it
to see if my picture is there.
That's so OCD. Ding has OCD. Okay, so funny. Okay, so now you said you're so scared about like, you know, flu and germ stuff. Do you know the dirtiest place that we can get flu? Do you know where?
Okay, so wait, somebody... Were Shark said, why put this on here? You will be made fun of. I know, that's why we do the show. Fuck you.
Huh?
Is that why put our show on there? You'll be made fun of. I know, that's what we would do. Hello.
So what does it mean?
It means that people will make fun of us. Why do the show?
Yeah, that's why.
That's why we do the show.
Yeah, hello. Who made fun of us?
You are the one that's going to be made fun of. You don't want to hurt. That's the next comment.
Who's that?
I don't know. Somebody said that. Okay, close. Now, go ahead. Your obsession.
So, no. Before I go, but, you know, where the dirtiest place that you can find something?
Huh?
That dirtiest place that you can get for the germ and stuff. Do you know where is it in the house?
Kitchen.
Yes, but do you know especially where the kitchen?
Sink. Towel. Rag.
Yes, that is just... Dirtiest plate. You need to change every day or every other day.
We usually change every use, like every day. So it'd be, yes. You know, because we only use the kitchen really at night. So at now with we'll
yeah, like it. What do we do? Once we use and wipe something, dump it into the, you know, washing.
Laundry
the,
basket. Yeah.
And then and also bath towel, same way. Some people use a week,
mm-hmm.
But that is dirty. You're supposed to change
every day
or every other day.
Yeah, every day is too much, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe every other day.
Yeah, we do it weekly. What about bed?
Every week.
You do the it every
sheets.
Week
yeah, yeah every sheets. Week but I think we should do more, right?
Oh, if you're rich you can do it more.
If you have maid, yes.
We actually don't do it very often. We do it like twice, once every 2 weeks.
Well, then when you have moment.
What? Is that polite?
When you have the moment, it's not going to get dirty.
Well, it depends if the rocket shoot on the bed or not.
Yes.
What if it doesn't shoot on the bed? Then it's still clean. Do you understand? People, do you understand?
Shoot inside your...
No, on the bed.
I know. But how do you have a moment without making mess?
Well, you can make a mess on yourself and not in bed. Or I suppose even better on other on the person. That's actually better than on yourself.
Anyway.
Wow. Do you guys understand that? Is that too code?
Yeah. Have you ever had the moment while your pet is also on the bed?
Have you ever... I hate that.
But have you ever had the moment when your pet come and...
Go away! That one, yes. Yes. Sometimes it's worse, like you're making out, right? And you look over in the cat.
You know, my mind come in, you know, they have strong sense. So she come in.
Snip? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, yeah, God. I know. That was funny. Yes.
Oh, that's a David Penn. That was a great answer. I don't know what we were what was the answer. But anyway, thank you. David Penn. I like David Penn. Who's David Penn? Let me check out David Penn. Worked at Credit Suisse. Who's this? Hi, David Penn. I don't know if you're still listening. Only two people, one person listening. Hi, David Penn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait. Mark said it's better to swallow. Okay, let's talk about that.
That's TMI.
Why TMI?
TMI, Mark. I don't want to know. TMI.
Oh, why? Okay, let's talk about our next obsession. So hand washing, kitchen towels. What is your other obsessions?
When I take my picture...
Uh-huh.
The angle, everything, it's just, I'm obsessed. Have to be...
When other people take pictures of you, do you want to check?
Oh, I have to check.
What if they take a picture of you and then you do not like it? Do you make them delete it?
Yes. Can you delete it?
Hey, we took some horrible pictures before we started the recording. You want to post it?
That was cute though. It wasn't that bad.
The fat one?
What are you talking about?
Oh, like nothing happened. Like nothing happened.
Yeah, but that you have OCD. It's too funny.
Okay, so when I used to work at this other place, I think I have a little bit of OCD there. In that sense is, let me turn off my nose.
Yeah.
Do not disturb. And I have this other obsession. When there is a set rule that's printed out, I am obsessed. I have to follow it. You know what I mean?
What kind of rule?
When I work at this other place, there are charts that say, okay, you have to put the products out this way. It has to be 3 inches apart and all that. I have to follow it.
So, oh, your place?
Huh?
Right? Like right before your current one?
Yes.
But not main one, right?
Not the main one. The
yes.
The
you did
it's the this.
Yeah.
So I have to follow because if they say, obviously they said, you know, put this in equal distance from left to right, and I have to make sure that it is, you know, it cannot just be crooked.
Oh, I get that.
Like they say, okay, put this product on the first line of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is 2 inches apart from that. I have to follow it. Like, why is it printed there if they don't want you to follow? Like, you know.
You're supposed to follow.
So it obsesses me if you don't.
Yeah.
Even if you pretend like you follow it, well, I'll go check it anyway. I'll take a ruler and see if it's good.
You're so bitchy.
But sometimes I know, just by the look of it, I know whether or not you're following.
You know, I'm obsessed with it. It's kind of similar to it. It doesn't, it, because I'm not working to, you know, whatever. But when I go to store, you know, whenever they put, you know, like say clothing store, merchandise, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
When they put your product into the bag.
Yeah.
The way they fold the bag have to be so neat. Like together, yeah. Or if it's cranky. Cricket, I hate that. Also, when I'm trying to buy something, like a magazine or like, you know, whatever, the box or whatever, I never take the first one. I always
go me too.
Second or third one to make sure no scratch or scar on the box or a thing. It has to be neat. One time I had to go 7 magazines behind because I couldn't find it.
Perfect. I have a really bad
habit. That's obsession.
It's 20 minutes. Uh-huh. I have to buy. When I buy something on the shelf, I have to go into the next view so that nobody touches.
Yeah.
Or when I get milk or get eggs or something, I need to find the freshest one.
Yeah.
Like the one that has the farthest away expiration date.
Yeah, me too. That's what I do too. Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
maybe that's just being Asian.
I
have to quickly say another thing that I've recently been obsessed about is wrapping gifts. Because of my project at work, and now I'm super obsessed. I gotta do it right. Oh my gosh, I didn't have any. I didn't have any gifts to show you. Otherwise, I'll show you like how it has to be perfectly.
Yeah, folded. I believe you. Totally believe you.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I thank you so much
for staying.
I hope that you will share your obsession as well and see what you are obsessed about. Anyway, there comes.
Crazy OCD.
There's another person that said that Corey David said there are some people with crazy OCD. I guess that would be me. Only some certain things.
Yes.
I think I might be hard to work with.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not mean, but when I want something, I want something.
If I'm in your project team or something, I think I'm going to probably jump off from the roof. Because you're going to be so... So
that's right, Corey Davis. I got you. Some people get really. I get to be that way too. Mm. And I am a control freak. But I admit though, if I'm wrong, you know, I admit I'm wrong. But
you know you want the best. That's all.
I cannot stand people who give, not giving 100% or 120% of the effort.
Yes,
I want people to give them the best. When they're working.
And my question. So being a perfectionist, does it affect your life in a way? Because everything has to be perfect.
I have learned to give up a lot of my obsessions. Because remember several shows ago, I said I don't want to talk about being skinny anymore.
Yes.
Because
you really mean it.
I got tired.
You mean it, right?
I got tired. Well, it's only been a few hours. But yes. I try to let go of stuff. You know, I have a balance. But especially professionally, though, when I do work, I want to do the best that I know how to at that moment. That's my minimum requirement is I got to be really good.
That's good. I mean, they expect...
Oh, he said not me. Corey said not you. I've heard some crazy ones. Well, true. Yeah, I think that's like the extreme of that. Like, I mean, I'm not there, but I think I'm getting there.
An extreme
I know how to kind of strike a balance and sometimes step off of it.
That's because the people over there, I mean, crazy. I'm not going to call crazy, but whoever really suffer with the OCD, really have to be on the medication because they really cannot go anywhere, you know, because of the obsession.
I think what I'm talking about, my obsession is there are things that I'm aware of, I am obsessed. Uh-huh. I think people suffering OCD, real OCD, is they don't know, I think. Or even if they do, they keep doing
it. Yeah, keep doing it. Because I've seen a TV show and this lady's hand is like
bleeding.
Bleeding because she had to wash hands so many times with a strong soap. Like a commercial, what is a commercial? I mean, like, you know, really
strong
and like, you know, use at the warehouse or something. Yeah. You know
industrial
what I mean? Industrial strength. Yeah.
Oh, I'll say, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then, well, I try to strike a balance, but sometimes I get joy from obsessing.
That I see little kind of like little, warning.
A little warning sign?
Yeah, little alert. Beep, beep, beep.
Like when I was wrapping Christmas gifts.
Oh my gosh.
I spent like so much time down here. And but everything looks so perfect though. I just enjoy it. It's so much joy I get.
So if somebody come in and break the thing, do you get...
No, I don't get mad.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy the process.
Interesting.
I enjoy the process of, you know, cutting it perfectly right and folded it perfectly right and make this perfect angle.
If you see me like wrapping the gift this time, you're gonna just hate. You're gonna probably throw up.
See, I don't judge people though.
Oh,
it's so fine if you don't do it well. All I do is, so I'm not controlling that way. It's just that I enjoy doing it perfectly.
You're so funny. Yeah.
I do sometimes require my towels to be folded a certain way.
Hell yes.
If you live with me, you have to fold the towel a certain way.
Certain way. Or otherwise, you change it. You correct it.
Oh, yes.
That's bitchy, but... That's bitchy.
Well, I told my husband that... Why don't do it right the first time? So he finally do it right. Oh, he was so proud. See. I do it right.
When James...
You know how you do it? The towel has to be folded in thirds. Uh-huh.
Then
after
roll.
Long way. No, and then half, and then another half.
Well, then towel
and
has
then
to
the
be
doll...
big.
Huh? Yeah.
Bath towel?
Yeah, bath towel.
So, I don't know.
Like, you fold in third,
mm-hmm.
and then you fold the long thing in half, and then another half. So then your dolby, the part with the little line thing, has to be, you know, faced on top. And then you put it there. And then when you... pick it out. So easy, right? When you take it out, you just unfold the half and then you can hang it on the towel rack. Perfect.
We just do like three and then like two. Like that.
Say that again?
Like
three?
Three, right? Long. Yeah. Then like that. Instead of half and half. We just do it like that.
Yeah, that's fine too.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Corey had another thing. Corey said I had friends that hated the way I folded clothes. So he would unfold my clothes and refold them even if they were already put away.
Oh.
That's kind of nice. I would fold it wrong all the time so that he'll fold your laundry for you. Oh, yeah. I needed my towels. You should go check out my closet earlier.
I think I'm going to do it.
Anyway, Corey, I don't know who you are. Are you a listener? I don't know who Corey is. I like Corey.
Mm.
Corey participates. But anyway, Corey, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, Corey.
And are you a regular listener? I'm not sure. But if you're not, I hope you'll come back again and listen to it. It's comebackable. It's very comebackable.
Yes.
We go over again.
I know. It's like this three
maybe
past
20
show.
Minutes is too short. What was that?
maybe.
Chrome.
What
is it my microphone?
Anyway, yeah.
I think we should go. Thank you so much, Corey, for
thank
listening.
You so
and
much.
All those of you who are listening live, including those who insulted us. Fuck you.
Anyway. Ibat really insulted?
No, just kidding.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe they were, but who cares?
They? Was it? I thought it was just one person.
No, there were several people who commented. We have three people watching. Anyway, we should go.
Oh, yeah.
OCD, hope you come back again. Okay, bye. Bye! Ding, ding, ba-ding.